AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In the next few weeks, the U.S. will start training Ukrainian forces on how to use and maintain Abrams tanks. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says this will give Ukraine an advantage.
I'm biased, but I think the M1 tank is the best tank in the world. There are other tanks that are quite good. Leopards, for example, being provided as well. But I do think the M1 tank, when it is delivered, will make a difference.
Meantime, at Ramstein Air Base in Germany, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was asked about the recent leak of classified military documents related to the Ukraine war.
As I've discussed this issue with our allies and partners, I've been struck by your solidarity and your commitment to reject efforts to divide us.
A member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard was arrested. Austin also says the military has deployed forces and is developing options to assist in the potential evacuation of U.S. Embassy personnel from Sudan. John Kirby is with the National Security Council.
Due to the uncertain security situation in Khartoum and the closure of the airport, Americans should have no expectation of a U.S. government-coordinated evacuation at this time.
Fighting has derailed hopes for Sudan's democratic transition. A man was shot to death at a Starbucks coffee shop in an upscale neighborhood in Mexico City. Police say he apparently had links to a northern Mexico drug cartel. A database maintained by the AP, USA Today, and Northeastern University show the U.S. is setting a record pace for mass killings this year. The NFL has suspended 5 players for violating the league's gambling policy. 4 play for the Detroit Lions, 1 from the Washington Commanders. Montana's House Speaker is refusing to allow a transgender lawmaker to speak on bills for the rest of the session until she apologizes for saying lawmakers would have blood on their hands if they supported a bill to ban gender-affirming medical care for transgender youth. Not much movement so far on Wall Street. This is AP News. Britain's Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab has resigned after an independent probe found he bullied civil servants. More from the AP's Charles Della Desma.
Raab's announcement comes the day after Prime Minister Rishi Sunak received findings into 8 formal complaints that Raab had been abusive towards staff members during a previous stint in that office and while serving as Britain's Foreign Secretary and Brexit Secretary. Labour opposition leader Keir Starmer says Raab's exit has exposed a double weakness in Prime Minister Rishi Sunak.
He should never have appointed him in the first place, along with other members of the cabinet that shouldn't have been appointed. And then he didn't sack him. And even today, it's Raab who resigns rather than Prime Minister who acts.
Raab says he's resigning because he'd promised to do so if the bullying complaints were upheld. I'm Charles Della-Desma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.